Like us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.
Hey, good morning. Big Medicine Ball Caravan for a Tuesday. Drop it on you here on KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles. I'm Cecil Doyle. Got an hour of good sound, as we always do. Going to be paying a visit with Michael Juan Nunez. If you've been listening to this and other programs on KRVS, you've been hearing tracks from Rise, his latest release on Parish Line Records. We'll be spinning tracks from that and talking to Michael Juan about how this all came about and spinning us some tunes over the next hour. So stick around. We're going to start off by actually giving away a pair of tickets. Let's get that done. This Sunday evening, April 17th, the legendary blues man John Hammond returns to Lafayette for a performance at Vermilionville's Performance Center. It's this Sunday, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are still available. Just go ahead and Google and you can find out John Hammond at Vermilionville, or check out Vermilionville's website. I think they may have a link to that. I'll give away a pair of tickets to a caller number 3 at the studio line, but check it out. Listen, I don't have time to mail these out. If you want to go and you can pick them up here at the studio, again, if you can pick them up here at the studio before Friday noon, I'll give away a pair of tickets to the third caller at 482-6990. 9-1. Let's start off with some John Hammond from his latest, or most recent release. It's one called, a live one called Timeless. This is his version of Drop Down Mama.
And here's one of the tunes that Big Joe played every night. Something like this. Come on, man. Yeah. Sunday women gonna treat you wrong. Don't you know that? Sweetest peaches don't grow who on the trees, and the sweetest honey don't come from the bees.
Well, my mama don't allow me
stay at home. No. So, baby, some woman done treat you wrong.
Johnny Hooker here on the Medicine Ball Caravan with the Huckle Up Baby. It's a specialty records release from, I think, circa 1960, if I'm not mistaken. John Hammond before that from his live album, Timeless. And we heard his version of the Sleepy John Estes number, Drop Down Mama, that also, I think, the North Mississippi All-Stars made famous about 12, 15 years ago. And John Hammond, of course, playing at Vermilionville's Performance Center this Sunday. So check it out. Look it up if you're interested in making it, because seats are reserved and tickets are still available. Get them while you can. It's 9 minutes past the hour. This is KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles with me in the studio. Glad to have Michael Juan Nunez, local roots singer, guitarist, and a man about town, and a new album entitled Rise. Michael, when we've moved into the new studio, I think your album before this or a couple will be back. Remember, you were here. You were one of
yeah.
my, you were my first guest, I think, in this brand new studio.
Wow.
Basically, we were still setting it up. I don't know if you remember that. It was six or 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Now, 6 years ago, I think.
You have such a beautiful place over here, man. I remember the old studio, and this is such a beautiful place over here now.
Yeah.
But thanks for having me, man.
Well, no better time than now with the new record, Rise.
Exactly.
How long is this? Was this hatching?
This began hatching immediately after My Little Train Wreck. We hadn't even got the discs in yet, and we started cutting demos. You know, whenever the iron's hot, you strike, you know, and I'm a songwriter, so I know the feeling of going through periods of writer's block, you know.
Yeah, so, I was wonder if you do that, if some writers, if it goes on, if it comes in spades
God.
Or just,
dude,
you know.
Trust me, it's like, it's the worst feeling in the world, like the world is ending, you know. I'll never write again, oh God. So whenever the songs do come, man, it's like, you know, I take advantage of it and I just write and write and write as much as possible. And then we started recording demos, and those demos ended up, you know, going back and forth with the gentleman that helped produce the record with me, AJ Dolphin, who has done all of my solo records except for The American Electric.
Mm-hmm.
And we went back and forth with almost 40 songs and whittled them down to this. Began recording with Tony Daigle at Electric Como Land Studios, and 3 years in the making, man.
So should I assume that this one isn't every track with your group, the American Electric? It's got a different lineup? Or?
Exactly. We
You do use those guys, I assume.
Yes, man. And I love the band, Duke. Chad Willis, Clint Redwing, some of my oldest friends, some of the finest musicians in the area. But when we started doing this, man, it was like we started thinking back to About to Snap, which is actually probably one of my best-selling records and one of my favorite personal records. And
yeah.
What we did was we did, you know, each track had its own vibe, its own character, its own thing. So we started, you know, listing musicians that we thought would work on particular tracks and calling them up, and everybody said yes. So we brought them all to the party. So this became like a real community record, man, you know. A bunch of friends getting together and making music, you know, which I'm really proud of, because the guys on the record just brought their A game to everything, man. And every person on here brought something special to
yeah.
it. So,
and I tell you, we got so many great people around here. I
tell
you what, when collectively you put all of the albums that were put out in the last few years, I mean, basically it's just one community of musicians playing on everybody's records. And I mean, one of these days, I think someone's going to have just a treasure trove of
that's the fantastic
material.
It's fantastic, man. You know, you've got collectives going on all over the country. Deej Lake, which, you know, I play guitar with Deej quite a bit in his band.
Mm-hmm.
Deej and I were talking about that the other day, you know, about this collective that the Philadelphia area has, you know, with The Roots and, you know, D'Angelo, Tribe Called Quest, all this stuff. You know, all those guys, man, they mingle together. They play on everybody's stuff. New Orleans has collectives
of course,
man, you know.
San Francisco had them back in the 60s where everyone played on everyone's records.
And it's about making music because you love music, man. And there's, you know, there's the corporate side. And then there's the reason why we started playing to begin with, you know, which is because we really love music. And it's great to have musicians that, you know, have been at it for so long, have honed their craft, but still really love to play. And all these cats on this record are can fit that description, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's dig into it. We're going to start off with the first track, Beta.
Beta. Well, the first track has the American Electric on it. My boys, Chad and Clint, and doing what we do best, which is pounding out rock grooves. So,
well, let's hear it.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Better way to open an album than that. That's Beta from the new album Rise. Michael Juan Nunez, and Michael Juan is in the studio. Yeah, that we're talking about during the song, that bass part, that fuzz bass part was something else, man.
Yeah, man. Chad laid it down. We see, it's funny because we have this joke. It's like, don't fear the distortion, Chad. Chad's old school, man. You know, Chad came up playing old school. But I convinced him to play through my fuzz box on a couple of tunes on this record, and he was a little apprehensive at first, but he finally gave in, and God, yeah, sounds like a monster.
Yeah, it really, really does. Yeah, it was one. Yeah, he put it through a fuzz, a little a pedal. But well, yeah, well, I was telling you when I was growing up, one of my friends had a Vox teardrop bass that had a built-in fuzz.
Yeah, I remember those. I've seen them, but I've never seen them like. Live, I'd like to.
Yeah, that was the first bass I ever played on. But it was like you say, you got to use a pick on those things.
Yes, you do.
Because basically, it's like a fat sounding guitar.
Yes. And he wasn't thrilled because again, he's old school, plays with his fingers. And
right.
It's like I had to convince him to play with the pick, which he wasn't keen about. But he finally did it, and it's like, man, when we finally got the tone happening, he started getting hip to it and was like, yeah, man, I can dig this. And yeah, the results came out great. You know?
Well, it certainly did. Let's skip around and get some other tracks from this new release, Rise. Let's put on Trouble. Tell us a little bit about Trouble.
Trouble was one of the early tracks on the record because whenever we started the record, we were deciding on what direction to go. Should we do an acoustic record? Should we do a band record? That type of thing. Trouble was one of the early tracks, which started off to be an acoustic track, and it was built just kept being built. Mike Birch and I went into Tony's studio, him and I, and cut the bed track for it, just the acoustic guitar and the drums together.
Now, had you originally meant it to be like sort of an acoustic soft number?
Yeah, exactly. But it was going to be stripped down, man, you know, acoustic and drums maybe, you know, mm-hmm. something like that. And, yeah, he came back with a – he said, man, I got a djembe part for this that I think would work really well. So it's like I gave all the artists on here, I gave them as much artistic license as they wanted. And, you know, we'd listen and got them. If it was a little off, we'd got them back through it. But for the most part, they were spot on. Birch is an incredible drummer, incredible percussionist. His part was spot on. After that, it was like, man, let's just keep going with it. Added bass guitar, called in Charlene Howard, who wails on it. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I had, you know, well, we're going to do that. We're going to bring in the electric guitar as well. In fact, while Birch was cutting the djembe part, I cut the guitar solo on here. And there's some wild delay effects that I started messing around with the delay on. And he kind of freaked out whenever he was had the headphones on playing his part. He was like, man, I've never seen anybody do that live in the studio before, you know. That wasn't done after, like in post-production. That was cut on live. So just, you know, we had fun making it, I'll be honest with you. And I can't say enough, though, about Tony Daigle and A.J. Dolphin, what they brought, you know. A.J. Dolphin really pushed me to my limits on this record. Broke my ego in a good way. Uh-huh. You know, he would tell me flat out, like, man, that sucks, you know, or I've heard you do better. But whenever he would say, wow, we knew we had something special, you know. Right. And, yeah, so the record was made by those wow moments, you know. And Tony, what, his ears are incredible, so,
well, yeah. Let's hear one of those wow moments.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Trouble from the new release, Rise, Michael Juan Nunez.
Water cleanse your soul. Heavy is the burden to me. door, trouble will find you.
That was unexpected. I actually thought the song was going to sort of fade out and go into it. And then all of a sudden it just comes in that ending real strong with Charlene. Wow, that was killer, Michael.
And Eric Adcock on B3 organ.
That, wow. I mean, something that quiet. A guy with a Hammond B3, you figure, you know, anything he does is going to call attention to itself. But only Eric can come out with something soft and
tasteful.
Creepy and cool, you know, and just like, that was just incredible.
Yeah, it was.
Great, great arrangement. And great production, and of course a great song from Michael Juan Nunez. We're listening to tracks from Rise, his newest one on Parish Line Records, and I'm sure you're going to be busy with that one for a while, getting that one. Of course, it's the time of year when you got a lot of gigs, a lot of festivals, a lot of things are happening. So we'll kind of throw in some a little bit later before you leave. Kind of remind people where you're going to be in the next next while. But let's get to more from this killer record. I tell you what, man. Coming to the Light. We were talking about that one.
Coming to the Light is Mike Birch again, with Mike Birch coming up with another percussion part. Again, another song that was supposed to be acoustic and turned into something else. Lee Allen came in and played three bass lines he gave me. And the last one he cut, he played this line that sounded very reminiscent of Lou Reed, Walk on the Wild Side.
No slide.
And it was so cool. And it was like, Lee, do this again right here. Do this again right here. And then, of course, did what he did. And then Charlene Howard, Dudley Frugier on background vocals. My little girl actually played marimba on this. We had a good time making this track, too, man.
Well, here it is. Thank you. Come Into the Light. New Michael Juan Nunez. I'm going to tell you what, Michael. That's one of the most different things I've ever heard you record.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of different things on this record. We did there's everything from, you know, blues to rock to, I mean, heavy rock to soul to, you know, poppy stuff like this. But, you know, I would think that everything has a thread of, you know, some kind of South Louisiana thing in it, though, you know, whether it's the blues or, you know, the Caribbean, as in this track, you know, right, or something there, you know. It's South Louisiana from a different perspective, you know?
It is, and I actually, now that I think about it, that song sounds like something that maybe Anders Osborne would have written.
There you go.
Kind of sounds like him, you know?
There you go. I'll take that, man. I love Anders.
Yeah, so, I mean, because he does the hardcore bluesy rock and stuff, but then he's got some great, great tunes like this. You know,
songwriters,
melodic,
man.
Tunes, so.
It's like I said, whenever the songs come, you don't question it. You just do it because,
right,
you know, you never know when they're going to dry up.
That's right. Well, let's go for another one that you drew from the well while we had a pool of inspiration there. Let's get to one. We've been talking about this one because this one features Eric Adcock, that track called Nickel Roll.
Nickel Roll. Okay. So this is, you know, one of my friends from New Orleans, John Mooney, who is one of my all-time favorite guitar players as well. I kind of drew inspiration from John's style on this song, I guess you could say. When it came time to cut the, this is Clint Redwing on drums. We cut, Clint and I, again, went in the electrical land with Tony, cut the drums and the guitar at the same time. Lee Allen, you know, came back, added the bass on it, and then we wanted some piano. Eric played piano. His first track that he did, man, was incredible. But he played it in a minor key, real dark. And when we started sending the files back and forth, you know, the AJ, he'd send them back to me. We talk about it. It's like, man, the piano is really dark for the lyrics. The lyrics are a lot more lighthearted. So I was real apprehensive, but I called Eric back. You know, no artist likes to hear, "You didn't do a good job."
Right.
But the fact of the matter is that he did a great job. It just wasn't quite right for the song. So I called Eric and was like, "Man, you mind if we cut this again?" "No, not at all." He came back and cut what ended up on the record, which is another great piano part, one of my favorite piano lines of all time. But when it came down to mixing, we mixed two copies. We mixed the version that ended up on the record, and then we mixed an instrumental with Eric playing the minor piano part because it sounded so great over it, you know. It's just whenever you add the lyrics, it becomes more lighthearted, you know. So we actually have two versions of this floating around somewhere. Maybe we'll release the other one at some point in time as an instrumental, you know.
All right. Well, let's hear it now. Let's listen to what Eric did. This is Nickel Roll from Rise.
Shake your money maker. Thank you.
count for every beat of my heart. It keeps us in the black. Your interest rate is great. I put one kiss in and get three right back. The way you love me, baby, gives rise to my capital gains. A few just like a nickel rolling down Penny Lane.
Get more solid in your fist than holding a nickel roll. That's Michael Juan Nunez here on the Medicine Ball Caravan, playing tracks from Rise, his latest record. Yeah, Eric did some killer tinkling on that one, man.
It's just fun to listen to. I don't know. And I've heard it so many times because, God, you know, Tony and I spent, I don't know, 3 months mixing this record, tag teaming it, you know. He'd fix it up pretty. I would go back and screw it up, and he'd fix it up, and I'd go back and screw it up until we got the right level of pretty and nasty going on. So I've memorized every note on this record till it drove us, you know, just about nuts.
But yeah, mixing is a tedious part.
Yeah, man.
But anyway, it's out, and so we encourage you to give it a listen.
Please.
I'm sure you're going to be playing some places in the near future helping promote this.
Yes.
Didn't you do a Richard Sailbarn recently in the last few months?
We do Richard Sailbarn. We do a gig there every Christmas.
I remember announcing that recently.
We played the Baton Rouge Blues Festival this past weekend, which was amazing. The band, the boys really played their butts off. We're going back to Baton Rouge Friday for Live After Five. They have a 3rd Street Louisiana Songwriters Festival going on. So we're doing Live After Five Friday, and then we'll be at the Jolie Pearl just down the road from there that night. And we'll be at the Bayou Teche Brewery Saturday. And, wow. Which, if you haven't been over there, is a really cool thing, man. On, you know, Saturday afternoon, sit out on the kind of porch they have out there.
Yeah,
and
big porch, yeah. Big side, yeah.
Yes, and it's really cool gig.
That's a good spot.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, anyway, Michael Juan Nunez, a new record is Rise. You can Google that and find out the nearest place to get that. We're going to go out with the final track from the album. I know we've played this before. I know this is one hot one. It's called Devil's Daughter. Tell us about this one.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to say just go to MichaelJuanNunez.com, please, because there's records in stores all over Lafayette, Baton Rouge, New Orleans. And if you want to download it, they have links to download it. So please go there, MichaelJuanNunez.com. Secondly, Devil's Daughter. Yeah, man, that was one of the last cuts we did. In fact, this was one that we cut thanks to Kenny Broussard in Erath, Louisiana. Gave us access to the band room in Erath, Louisiana. And Clint and I and Mitchell Simon went in there, and Mitchell recorded this in the band room over there. And one of the last tracks we did, you know, all my records, I try to, you know, So like I said, I'm a songwriter, but I love guitar, man, you know. But I always try to keep the guitar as part of the band, you know, not so much a featured thing. And I just wanted to play guitar. Quite frankly, I just wanted to play guitar. So we made, you know, we cut a song, and towards the end we put in a section that harkens back to some old Robin Trower, Two Rolling Stones, and I just play guitar for a long time.
All right. Well, we're going to hear you play guitar for a long time, and I'm sure you'll be hearing it for a long time here on the station, man.
Thank you, Cecil.
Michael,
man,
thanks so much for coming in.
Man.
The record's great.
Thank you, bro.
Here's Devil's Daughter. Yeah. Juan Nunez. The track from Rise is a brand new one, something called Devil's Daughter, here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. Hey, let's look at the weather. I didn't do that earlier. About a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, bumping up to about 60% overnight and really reaching its peak tomorrow. We have a 90% chance of heavy rain expected for Wednesday. So, anyway, get ready for that. Currently, it is 74 degrees and overcast here on, cloudy, I would say, here on the campus of UL Lafayette. A reminder that the BOLFA week continues. The Louisiana Folk Roots Organization again presents BOLFA week all week at Vermilionville. And of course, classes and things going on during the day, but there are great dances in the evening. This evening's performances are by Gino Delafosse and French Rock and Boogie in the Performance Center. And the Jam des Amis will take place with Ed Poulard and Preston Frank. So again, check out for more information. It's lafolkroots.org for info on BOLFA Week, happening, of course, all this week. A reminder that the Medicine Ball Caravan was produced live here in the studios of KRVS on the campus of UL Lafayette, right next to Cypress Lake Studios. Actually, in Cypress Lake Studios, right next to Cypress Lake. Programs on KRVS also made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and good listeners like you. Our spring fundraiser happens later this month. We ask for your support. I'm Cecil Doyle. Have a great day. We're going to go out with another track from the new album by Roddy Romero and the Hub City All-Stars from Gulfstream. It's like a windmill in a hurricane. Have a great day. We'll do it again tomorrow. Brass Bed will be our guest in studio. Okay.